Kevin Kurz from Comcast in San Jose joins us once again. Kevin, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
Good, Jason. How are you?
I am I'm doing great. The Sharks obviously doing better than the Edmonton Oilers, but for the Sharks, you know, they probably can't be happy with where they're sitting at. They're usually right at the top of the Western Conference, find themselves just outside the playoffs, albeit it's a very close race. How would you evaluate the first 27 games for the Sharks? What's gone right? What's gone wrong?
Well, you know, they started the season with 16 of their first 21 on the road, and that was the most road-heavy schedule to ever start an NHL season, ever. So, you know, they had some long trips. They got some of the road games out of the way, and they've had, you know, their shares of they've had some good games. You know, they've beaten the Anaheim Ducks twice. They've beaten the Tampa Bay Lightning in Tampa. We saw them beat Boston last night. So they've had some good games, but then at the same time, they've had some games where you just wonder where their heads are at. You know, they've lost to Buffalo twice. They've lost to Columbus twice. They've lost to Florida Panthers twice. So, you know, right away, you look at these games that they've lost and you think to yourself, you know, why have they not been able to get up against these lesser opponents? Why are they playing down the competition when they've shown that they can still play with some of the elite teams in the league? So, you know, it's been obviously a little bit of a different year because, you know, we heard all the stuff in the off season. They have a whole new leadership structure now, you know, trying to integrate some young players. So I think finally they have something they can build off of in these last three games at home. For the first time, they've won three straight games in regulation, and they did it at the tail end of this homestand headed into these two games in Alberta this weekend. So I think there's a little guarded optimism right now surrounding the team just because it was a pretty good effort they put in last night against the Boston Bruins.
Kevin, how has Brent Burns looked going back to defense?
It's been a process, and everybody associated with the team will tell you that right now too. Even Todd McClellan will say it's still a daily process with Brent Burns on his move back to the blue line. And, you know, there's been a lot of speculation I at least see among fans, or, you know, are they ever going to make this guy a forward again because he was such a good forward? That's not going to happen. I was told from a pretty good source today that there's a 0% chance Brent Burns is going to go back to forward. So, you know, he's going to have to continue to get better there. He was very good last night against the Bruins, had a very good game. He can be such a force for this team offensively. He's got that shot. He's looking to shoot it at just about every opportunity he gets, which is what they want him to do. He's fast. He's so good with the puck. But then he just still has some of these adventures in the defensive zone where, you know, it seems like sometimes he has trouble defending in open ice. Maybe his gaps aren't right there. And that's just something that he's going to continue to work on with Larry Robinson, with Jim Johnson. But, you know, the biggest positive with Brent Burns probably is the power play. And last season they had Dan Boyle on that unit. And, you know, Dan Boyle was a guy who liked to bring the puck up the ice, was maybe looking for that cue play a little too often, wasn't looking to shoot it like Brent Burns does. And I think that's probably the biggest positive that Burns has brought is that top power play unit is so dangerous. And even the second unit is pretty good now too, because they've been able to spread out the talent a little bit. So, again, just like the rest of the team, I guess you would say there were some positives and negatives right now with Brent Burns, but he's a defenseman. He's going to stay there, and you know they're looking for more steady play, I think, from their bottom four defensemen after Mark Edward Vlasic and Justin Braun have been so good.
Kevin Kurz joins us. Kevin, I was very surprised when that Dylan trade went down and the Sharks acquired him. I was really high on him in Dallas. He's played five games. Who's he played predominantly with? I'm looking at his minutes. He's around almost 20 minutes a night. How's he looked?
He looks pretty good. He's been with Brent Burns. And, you know, when they made that trade, the Sharks were looking for a little bit more physicality on their back end. And I do think Dylan is an upgrade over Jason Demers. Demers was signed a pretty big contract extension in the offseason. His play just wasn't where they needed it to be so far. So they sent him. The Sharks have a couple right-handed defensemen, so they were willing to move Demers in order to bring in Dylan. And he's been good. Again, as I said, you know, the top pair The top defense pair of Vlasic and Braun is just outstanding, and that's probably been the most steady aspect of their team play so far. Is just those two. They've been so good. You look at their plus minus numbers, and I know that's kind of a stat that some people don't put a lot of weight in, but their plus minus numbers are so much better than the rest of the defense that it does tell a story there, and it just does kind of reflect that. So they brought in Dylan, and he's been steady so far, and he provides a little bit more size back there. He can drop the gloves when he needs to, and we saw him do that in the Philadelphia game the other day. That might have given the team a little spark when they didn't have a very good first period. So, he's going to continue to get a lot of minutes. I don't think there's any question about that, and he's going to be a top four D-man, and I would expect that they want to have him around here for a long time.
How's the Sharks' goaltending been, all things considered?
It's been all right. It's been all right. Niemi's been better lately. They started out the season as kind of a platoon with Alex Stalock, and incidentally, I think Alex Stalock, who's been out for a little bit, is gonna return to the net against the Oilers. At least that's what Tom McClellan said this morning. He hasn't played since November 8th. So it's been okay. It's just like the rest of the team, really. It hasn't been outstanding. It hasn't been, absolutely unbelievable, and it hasn't been horrible. And Antti Niemi is a guy who is coming off of a year in which it was a down year for him, and I think he knows he kind of had to come back and prove himself this year. His playoff numbers haven't been great while he's been in San Jose. His regular season last year was up and down. He was letting in some goals that he probably shouldn't have been letting in, and when they came into training camp, it was an open competition, and they weren't shy about saying that. Niemi's going to have to earn his time, and he's basically reclaimed that number one spot right now, and Alex Stalock's injury probably has a little bit to do with that, but this is a team that they said before the training camp started it was going to be a clean slate approach, and nobody had any equity coming into the season, and they're going to remain that way. I think if Alex Stalock starts to play better than Niemi in the coming weeks, he's going to get the bulk of the time. And, Niemi is the number one right now, but I don't think anyone could sit here and predict and say that he's going to be the number one by the time April rolls around. He's going to have to keep playing well and keep earning his playing time.
Kevin, really great stuff on the rundown. We'll see Stalock for the first time in over a month, and Oilers and Sharks in a rare back-to-back set Sunday and Tuesday. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, no problem.